Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Yudalid. Menachas Yudalid, Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45. And we continue now, though, with Menachas, right after we read the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah said, according to Machlokas, between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, if somebody shechs one of the kfasim, you know, on Shavuos, there were two sheep that were brought special along with the shtei halachem. So if the kohanim shechs one of the kfasim, or shechs both kfasim, to eat one of the chalos lamachar, to eat one of the two the next day for a pickle thought, or you're makter to one of the makter the two bazichin by the lechem apanim, to eat one of the sedar lamachar. The crucial point is that you only have kavana to be mefagel part of what's going to be mutter. So does that affect the entire item that's going to be mutter? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi says it only affects what you thought about, and the other half is only, it's pasul, but it's not karis. Mashenki, when it comes to the other sheet, the chachamim say they're both pegel. Tosfos has a ha'ara here that this doesn't only apply to one of the sedarim, meaning you think about the six in one column and not the six in the other column. What if you only think about one of the chalas, one of the lechem aponims? So does that also work, or they all six have to go as a unit? Says Tosfos, hu adin chala achas min hasedarim she'oso haseder pigol. Says Tosfos, the six cannot be broken up. You could think of six according to Rabbi Yossi, and only those six are affected. But if you think of one, Rabbi Yossi would agree that all of those six are affected. Because as we'll see at today's daf, Rabbi Yochanan has a question. What about lachmei toda? Lachmei toda, the shaila in the Gemara is, are all of them affected if you only have kavana about one of the types? There are four types of breads that are brought with a carbon toda. 10 of each type, four types. So Gemara says, because those are different types, so because they're different types, maybe they don't all go together. Mashma, but it's mashma only because of that. Mashma dibibayle mishim davishne minim. Aval oso min pshita dispagel. But if you only think of one of the 40, but that one, all of its 10 would for sure be pickle. That's not the shiloh of the Gemara. The question is, what about all 40? Meaning, if it's a set, so then for sure it's going to be in this pagel. Atosis is assuming that for this halacha, at least the six in one column, in one of the rows, one of the vertical rows of the shulchan, that is a set, and you cannot be machalik between those. That's what he says, and this is even more connected than, as we'll see in the Gemara, two limbs of an animal. This is more connected than that. Maybe it's related to what we said yesterday, that has the Shulchan is Betzarif, and then he says, Vishema, a few lines down, Gamla Inyan Tuma, as we'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Im nitva achas nitva kol haseder. One might say that if one of the chalas in a row becomes tame, then all of the chalas are nistame, even though those weren't touched, because they're all looked at as a unit. It's an important ha'ara of Tosfos, what Rabbi Yossi would hold. That's why the Mishnah only gives the example of oso haseder. It doesn't say oso hachala. And you can take an alon davar sof. What if I only have kavana for a half of a chala? So again, what's the unit? How do you break it up? What if I only have kavana for tivis pagala ita kizayis lamachar? Not that, but the point is that it all goes together. So that's why, just like one chala goes together, and we can imagine that, so too one whole row would go together as well. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Amar Rav Huna. So we have 2 days of the Gemara. We have Rav Huna, and then we have Reb Yochanan. Where's Reb Yochanan? Reb Yochanan is the second line of Amud Beis today. So first Rav Huna, thank you. First Rav Huna, and then we ask a couple of questions on Rav Huna until we get to Amud Beis to get up to Reb Yochanan. So first Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Omer Haya Reb Yossi. Pigel biyarech shel yamin lo nispagel hayarech shel smol. Just like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said that each of the chalas of the shtei halachim is separate, and each of the sets of six of the lechem aponim is separate, so too says Rav Huna, even within an animal, if I think about eating the right thigh tomorrow, there's pigel on that thigh, and I'm not the yarech shel smol does not become pigel. That is Rav Huna's chiddush. My taima, ibay say misvara, ibay say makra. It's either based on a svara, it's based on a pasuk. Ibay say misvara. If it's based on a svara, what's the svara? Lo adifa machshava mimaisa hatuma. Machshava is not worse than an act of tumah. Ilu itmi chad aver mi itmi lekule. And if one aver becomes tameh, Rashi as in la'achar shehufresh ben abasar. After it's separated from the basar, it's not all part. It's not all the animal anymore. It's separated already. But if one of the aver becomes tameh, do we say the whole body becomes the all the other aver that are already disconnected from it becomes tameh? No. Every aver stands on its own once it's disconnected. So to here, says Rabbi Yossi, the pigol, Hilchos pigol, would go like Hilchos tumah. The Achronim say, wow, is that really what happens by pigol? Is that a good comparison? Pigol is like actively doing something to this animal as if you're doing it in an action. That relates to how much is pigol called a mazik. The Rambam discusses in Hilchos, in Sefer Nezikin, does a Kohen have to pay? It's Hezek Sheino Nikar. Does a Kohen have to pay in this case, or just like a case of Tumah? But this is a very important comparison the Gemara has between being Mefagel and being Metame. So that's within Rabbi Yossi Shita. So that is the Svara, that it's not going to be any worse than Tumah. So just like by Tumah, it's separate. So too, regarding Pigol, it's separate. Yibayzei Makra, or based on the Pasuk, Vahanefesh Ha'ocheles Mimenu Avona Tisa. The Nefesh that eats from it must bear its sin, mi menu velo mechaveiro, from it and not from its friend. Meaning each one is considered a separate unit. Okay, that is Rav Huna. Again, each of the limbs of the animal is considered separate. Whenever this comes up, many times we mention it, but it's always good to chazer, and that is svara versus kra. The pasuk here, the Gemara here, parallels and equalizes. You can say this is a pasuk, you can say this is a svara. How does the Gemara do that? So the assumption of this type of statement is that they're on equal footing. Because if one of them was stronger, then it would have just said one of them. The Gemara, two other places, in Meseches Baba Kama, Daf Ben Vav, and Ksubas Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara asks, after a pasuk is quoted, the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it just a pasuk? Isn't it a svara? You don't need a pasuk. So here, I don't know if this is exactly what the pasuk is coming to teach me, because then the Gemara would say, what do you need it for? Because you already have a svara, you don't need a pasuk, unless there's holes in the svara that you might poke at. Like we just said, it's a big chiddush to compare pigol to tumah, but maybe that's what's hidden in this Gemara, that it's not a full-fledged svara, and that's why you need a pasuk as well. This is similar to the question that the Pnei Yoshua and the other Behuda also deal with in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara there quotes a svara there to teach me that one has to say Birchas HaNehenin, right? Lashem Arasu Meloa versus Varasar Salav Le Adam, Kalaf Ein Bracha Kan Lachar Bracha. It's a svara given for making brachas before we partake of any pleasure. Ask the Pnei Yoshua right there in the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas, if it's a svara, why don't we say making brachas is Daraisa? Why do we assume that Bracha Brachos is Darabanan? Everybody says it's Darabanan. Says the Pei Yeshua, I don't understand why. If it's all based on a Svara, and we know Lamali Kras Svarahu, or here, Yibayisayim Akra, Yibayisayim a Svara, Svara's on the level of Daraisa. So I don't know why. And he says, Luli Dibastafina, I don't know, I think it should be Daraisa. That's how he ends up. I think it should be Daraisa. That's a very strong question. Why aren't Brachos Daraisa? After all, we know Hamotzi Bechaver Alav Araya is a svara on a daraisa level. We know Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir in Ksubis is a svara daraisa, so why did Brachas Ananin? So there are various answers given to that question of the Pnei Yoshua. The Nodabi Yehuda has an answer where he discussed it. The Nodabi Yehuda was the Pope, was basically the God of Al-Dar right after the Pnei Yoshua. The first Pesachet Shuvah in Hilchas Avel was quotes that when the Pnei Yoshua died, he gave it his Sava'ah that he didn't want any Espedim. When he espayed him. And the Nodabi Yehuda says we don't have to listen to him because he was the God of Al-Dar and the generation needs Espedim. So that's why the Rebbe Yehuda was maspid the Pnei Yeshua, even though the Pnei Yeshua said not. So the Rebbe Yehuda gives one answer to the question. The Rav Asher Weiss, the Chas Asher in Sefer Devarim, he has another answer. He says there are two types of svaras. It's what we would call what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. Meaning, if you go over to somebody on the street and say, if I grab your shirt and you say no, it's mine, I have to prove it. Is that something that any non-Jew on the street would agree with? Yeah. That's something that's a intellectual svara. A woman comes to the city. We have no idea who she is. And she says, you know what? I was married, but now I'm divorced. So I'm on the market. So why shouldn't we believe her? We wouldn't have said she was married in the first place. So that makes sense. But if you ask somebody on the street, what do you think about making brachas before you eat? That's an ethical svara. That's not a svara based on pure intellect. So maybe that's a different than Gemara. When the Gemara said that svaras are based purely on the level of Daraisa, so maybe Rav Asher says those are pure intellectual svaras. The two examples the Gemara gives by Lama Likira Svarahu. But Sheikin, if it's more of an ethical svara, so then we wouldn't say that. Here, it's not really shocking to talk in those types of terms. It's more a within a halachic context svara. We're comparing it. If this is the halacha by Tumas, so too should be the halacha by Pickle. It's not really intellectual versus ethical. It's a different type of svar. But in any case, it seems like it's on the level of a daraisa. In that, the Gemara compares it to compares svara and a pasuk. But again, it might be a weaker type of svara, and that's why the Gemara needs a pasuk as well. Okay, that's a sugya that comes up in many times. There are other sources related, but we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. It also relates to which of the Yimam Midos are based on Svara. Kal v'chomer are different than the other ones. It's all about how much Svara plays a role in determining Halacha. Maybe it's a separate Tuesday night shiur. This sugya that we just mentioned and Kal v'chomer versus the other Yud Gimel Midos. And Einon Shemin Adin. I mean, a lot of these are based on the Svara emphasis. Okay. Eisner Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna. Rav Huna, remember, Rav Huna said one statement, and he's going to be the discussion. We're going to discuss his shita and ask on his shita for the whole amud on Amud Aleph today's daf. Rav Huna said, according to Rav Yossi, who in our Mishnah said, you look at everything separately. If you're mafagel one lachem, you're not mafagel the rest. If you're mafagel one set of loaves of the lachem upon him, you're not mafagel the rest. Also, if you're mafagel one limb of an animal, you're also not mafagel the other limb of the animal. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. So, is that really true? So, question number one. Israel Rachman Rav Huna. Oh, we have a brisa that says La Olam Ein Bo Kares Ad Shiyafagel B'Shtehen B'Kazayis. There's no kares until a kohen is mafagel the both lechems B'Kazayis. He has in mind both lechems. Unless he has in mind both lechems, the other one does not become pigle. Right? That is by the Shteha Lechem. Right? It's not Karis until you think about both of them. So Bishtehen in Bachas Be'alo. So we're Medayik from the Brisa. It's only if you think about both of them. If you only thought about one of them, so then the other one would not be pigle. So who is the author of this Brisa? Mani. So Ilei Marabbanan. Is this the Shita of the Rabbanan who in our Mishnah said that it's automatic that it goes to the other breads, afilu ba'achas mi'anami. So what do you have to think about both of them? Even if you think about one of them, it automatically goes to the other one, if it's the shita of the Rabbanan. So it can't be the shita of the Rabbanan. Ela pshita Rav Yossi. So it must be Rav Yossi shita. Rav Yossi must be the author of this brisa. He must hold that in order to make both of them pigle, you have to think about both of them. I'm doing the shita manat, and I'm going to eat a kazayas from both of these breads after the time. So that's what you have to think. Must be Rabbi Yossi Shita. So Gemara says, though, that doesn't fit in. Because E, Amrit Bishlama Chad Gufahu. If you say, in the case of the animal, in the case of the thighs, if one is pigle, the other one automatically becomes pigle. So then you can say, Bishamachi Mitztarif. Then you can say, here too, if you think about both breads, you could view them together as a unit. Ela E, Amrit Shrei Gufei Ninu. But if you say that the thighs, in the Yarech case, they're viewed as two separate entities. So Mimitz Tarfisa, how in the world can you say these breads are one unit? Even if you think about both, but they're two separate things. So how could you say they would all go together? Because even within an animal, two thighs of an animal are for sure pretty close together, and yet you view them separately, according to Rav Huda. So surely here, you should view them separately. So the Gemara says you're right. It's not Rav Yossi Shita. So now the Rabbanan is not Rabbi Yossi, it's a third Shita. Ella, Hamani Rebbe he. It's really Rebbe Shita, the Tanya, because Rebbe says, Hatashochet es hakeves, lechol chatzi zayis michalazu, v'cheid chaveiro, lechol chatzi zayis michalazu. We know by the Kifsi Atzeres, on Shavuot, as we've been talking about, the Shtei HaLechem. We'll get to it on Amud Beis. This is the only carbon shlamim that's a carbon sibor. It's the only one the whole year. We bring sheep along with the Shtei HaLechem. Once we bring the Shtei HaLechem, that's from the new wheat that allows you to bring karbanos mincha from the new grain. That's the purpose of the karban Shtei HaLechem, of that mincha. So if I shecht, there's two sheep. So if I shecht one sheep and I have kavanah to eat a kezias of one of the breads, and I have shecht another one, and I have kavanah to eat a kezias of one of the other breads, in a problematic way. So Rebbe says, Omer ani, shezeh kosher. That's kosher. Meaning Rebbe said, this kasher, they are not mitztaref to each other. So taima da amar chatzi chatzi. The only reason that Rebbe says that it's not mitztaref is because you said you want to eat a chatzi zayas from each one. Avo amar kizayas mishteh. But if you say, if you link them and say you want to eat a kizayas from both of them altogether, mitztaref. So that's why it's Rebbe shita. So therefore, don't ask me kashas from this brisa on Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. The Rebbe, leave it to man. Rebbe's got to hold like somebody. Who does Rebbe hold like? If Rebbe holds like the Rabbanon in our Mishnah that says everything is always viewed as a unit, afilu bachas be'anami. So then Rebbe should say, even if you only think about one of them, the other one automatically becomes this pagel. And if you like Rebbe Yossi, hadra kushla duchte, then we go back to the original question. Basically, we're saying that there's no third shita. There's only two shitas. There's the Rabbanon and Rebbe Yossi. And Rebbe has to hold like one of them. And if that's true, then we're back to the original question. Who is the author of the brisa? Who is the author that says you have to think about both of them in order to become pigle? Who is that? According to the Rabbanan, you shouldn't have to think about both of them. According to Rabbi, it shouldn't work anyway. So we're back to the original question. So says the Gemara, la'olam elibad Rabbanan. Really, it is the Rabbanan shita. Really, it's the Rabbanan shita that says what? That says it should be automatic. That if you think of pickle about half, it goes to the other one. And the brisa is wrong. The brisa should it be read that it's not pickle until you're mefagel bishtehen, which is a lashon nekeva talking about the chalos, that you have to think about both chalos. It means you have to think about it bishtehen in both of them and both of the kvasim. It means when you're shechting, not what you're thinking about, but what you're involved in. One has to have the pigle thoughts during the entire maisa that you're doing, not just part of it. The afilu ba'achas behen, even if you only thought about one of the chalas. It's fine, because it's the shita of the Rabbanan. But you have to have pigle thoughts during both shchitas. And it's again going against, the chiddush is, it's going against Rabbi Meir shita. The Amar, which Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, who we had back in other in Zvachim. Mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Rabbi Meir says, even if you think about pigle during half of an act that is matir, meaning, you know, like we say here, shchita of both kvasim is required. So if you only think about pigle during one of them, so that is going to be an example of a faglin b'chatzi matir. So in that case, says Reb Meir, it is good enough. Kamash malan delo. Kamash malan, it is in our brisa not good enough. You have to be mefagel and think about pigle in both of the shchitas. Okay, so fine. So far, so good. The answer is, according to the Bryce, is the Shita of the Rabbanan, and it's not talking about thinking about both loaves, it's automatic. One loaf would go automatically to the other loaf. The Chiddush is, you have to think about during both Shritas, period. Stop here for a minute. 2 points. Number one is Rashi. Rashi here asks 2 questions on himself, on the Gemara. Rashi in Lafuki Midr B'Meir. Rashi asks, V'ikasha hakometzes amincha amai posav amachshavaso. We know that doing kmitza, having a pickle thought during kmitza works. That creates pickle. But why should that create pickle? Ha'avodas chatzi matru, deikanami lavona. In order to be able to eat the shirayim of the mincha, you have to do 2 things. You have to do kmitza of the flour and burn it, and you also have to take off the lavona and burn it. So isn't that chatzi matir? And yet we hold that if you just have pickle thought during kmitza, kometzes ha'mincha is good enough, right? What's the first mission in this parak? Right? Ha'kometzes ha'mincha. That's good enough. So what about the Lavona is the other half of the matir? But if this is all against Rabbi Meir, b'chatzi matir, ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, so why is that good enough? Rashi says, no. It's looked at separately. Kmitza is good enough by itself. Taritz, b'kmitza vade avoda shleimahi. To haleka kmitza b'lavona. You don't do any kmitza to the Lavona. You do kmitza to flour, and then you burn both. You burn the kometz and you burn the Lavona. But the haktara of the Lavona has nothing to do with the kmitza of the flour. Rashi says that's looked at as separately. Kmitza is an avoda shlema. And then he's quotes, he brings even a proof, teda b'haktaras kometz, imchisha v'achol shirayim l'machar, pligi rabbanan. He brings a proof that kmitza is looked at as separately because there's no parallel to kmitza. By shchita, if there are 2 things you have to shecht, so one of them can be called chatzi matir. But if there's only 1 thing you have to do kmitza to, so that's not called chatzi matir. That's called an avoda shlema. That is number one. Number two, Rashi asks, continuing the Rashi, now in the last eighth to last skinny line or so, V'ikasha, but didn't we learn earlier, Ho'okimna Beresh Pirkin, Lukuliyama, everybody agrees that you're Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. Rashi says, T'hasama Kometz Amanas L'hakir Kom Silamachar. If you do Kometz Amanas, that you're going to be Maktir the Kometz L'machar, Moder Rabbi Yossi. And that's, you're not thinking, you only think about Haktaras Lavona. You're not thinking about Haktaras Kometz. So there you're thinking about Chatzi Matir. So Rashi says, one second, you're mixing apples and oranges. We're talking about, there are two things. What you're, in the act that you're doing, and what you're thinking about. Our whole discussion here is during the act what you're doing. That's the machlokas. Chatzi matir, non matir. You're thinking during the shechita. So during the one shechita, during two shechitas, or during kibitza, there's no parallel kibitza. That's the discussion of mefakle b'chatzi matir or not. What you're thinking about, that's not under discussion right now. That's maybe we would hold that you're mefagel in that type of chatzi matir. But that's, don't mix the two, says Rashi, what you're thinking during and what you're thinking about. Those are two different issues, and we should not mix the two up. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that, we're up to Ihachi. The Gemara says that the Braisa that was a Kasha on Rafuna, no problem, that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan are coming to teach me, Lafuke Midr Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, my la'olam. But if that's true, that it's only coming to teach me against every mayor, the Braisa seems to be emphasizing something by using the word la'olam. La'olam, it's never pigol unless da 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 da. What's that emphasis? E amit bishlama bishtehen u bishnehen. If you want to say the emphasis is to think about during both shritas and also to think about both of the loaves, v'Rabbi Yossi, he had a Rabbi Yossi shita, then that's an emphasis. Why? Because that's la'vela afuki midrabi meir. That's going against Rabbi Meir, who says mefagel mechatzi matir, u'midrabanan ka'asi. And that's going against the Rabbanan also, who say, one loaf automatically is mefagel the other loaf. Hainu, tekama la'olam, that would be a la'olam. That would be an emphasis. Meaning it's Rabbi Yossi going against the Rabbanan, going against Rabbi Meir. Ela'i amrit Rabbanan, but if it's like we just suggested, that it's like the Rabbanan Shita. Vela afuke midi Rabbi Meir, and it's going against only Rabbi Meir, my lola, what's the emphasis? There's a lot of machlokos in the world. Every time you have a brisa that somebody argues with somebody else, you're going to say, la'olam! No, if it's against two shitas, two different sugyas that interface in a brisa, and one shita is coming to say against both of them, then you could use the word la'olam. But if it's only going against Rabbi Meir shita, why would you use the word la'olam? So therefore we reject this answer, and this is question one to knock out Rafuna. Okay, now we're going to move on to another question on Rafuna. Totally different brisa, va'od. But that was number one. We end up saying that we don't know who the author of that brisa could be, according to Rav Huna. So, we try again. The Ode Ha'amar Rav Ashi, Tashmas. Rav Ashi is about to ask another question on Rav Huna. Before that, just to mention, again, we mention this a lot, but whenever it comes up about 20 times in Shas. So it's 20 times in 7.5 years. It's pretty allowed to mention. Hopefully we'll remember it by then. Beis Ha'otzer, Klal Amid Gimel. Rav Yosef Engel points out that Rebbe is the only one in Shas to use the phrase, go back to the line four, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Shezev da 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 da. What's that unusual Lashon of a Tana? I say, just say, Rebbe Meir Omer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, what's Omer Ani? So says Rebbe Yosef Engel, he thinks that's a Lashon like Achronim used, La'anias Daiti. La'anias Daiti, in my humble opinion. Omer Ani is a Lashon of humility. That's why Dafka Rebbe uses it. Why? What does the Mishnah say at the end of Masechta Sota? Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava. When Rebbe died, Anivus left the world. Right? So, because Rebbe was a symbol of Anava. Yes, we all know the famous line at the end of Masechta Sota where Rev Yosef says, what do you mean Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava? Daha Anava! I'm around! What do you mean Batla Anava? I'm here! So the Gra says there was a Tana called Anah. That's what Anah is also humble, or the Bali Musa say, oh, it means Anar. Rav Yosef is talking about his own life. Rav Yosef, who lost all of his learning because he became blind, and he read the Torah, Gemara said that he always went to his Talmidim to remind him of his learning. Look at me, look at my life, and you could realize humility. You could realize how life just changes overnight. That's, even though Rebbe's not here anymore, you can learn Anava from my life. That's what he means by Ika Anah. But in any case, it says there, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis Rebbe Batla Anava. That's the Gemara, and that's why Rebbe Dafka uses the lashon of Omer Ani. And then now he says, "Vihine lefi amavur besifrei tamidei abesht." The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov say as follows: "Ki derech anshei hamayla gedolim lehisbonin al kol diburehem umaasehem." Great people think about all of their words and actions. She'ein heim hamedabrim. If I say something, if a great person says something, if you say something, it's not really you or me that's talking. It's my ani in me. It's not really me. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me the koach to come up with a chiddush, and therefore it's the ani in me. But it's not really me. V'ha'osev b'koach atzmam rakoach eloki asher bohem u'b'chol nevroim. Kitam Hashem sfasai tiftach. Ukenoda, he ne itachin gamkin kaze havanas lashon Omer Ani. That's what Omer Ani is. Hainu dehiktim el diburel shalo hu b'chachmaso b'tvunaso hu haomer v'hamasik shahadin hu kach v'kach rakoach eluki asher bo hu ashchina kedosha machayes kol nevraim v'nikris ani kenoda b'chachmas haemes. Says the Rav Yosef Engel, maybe it's the ani that's talking. That's what he means by Omer Ani. It's a lashon of anava, but it's also he's not even me. It's my ani, but it's not me. Right, it's the opposite of the philosophers that talk about the ego. This is like the me, but this is the me that's not really me. Right, so it's just the opposite. And then, just the last point, and then we'll continue. He says at the end, maybe this is also alluded to beautifully in a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim. Kamosh lo nimsa shkiras lishon omer ani l'shum echam enachachamim rak l'rebi. Just like you don't find any Tana that uses the lashon of omer ani except for Rebbe, and it's a little chiddush. Also, kimidumili, it appears to me, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, because I don't have a computer in front of me, so I can't check it out in 1900. But it appears to me, shebechal hamikwa lo nimsu tevas omer ani zulas pamachas. The words Omer Ani only appear in Tanakh once. Tehillim Perek Memhe. David HaMelech says, Rachash libi davar tov. In my heart I felt something good. Omer Ani ma'asai lamelech. I say my actions are to the king. Lishoni eit sofer mahir. My tongue will become a quick scribe. A quick sofer. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, unbelievable. Sefer Tehillim was written Baruch HaKodesh, alluding to every future event, the future person. He says, David HaMelech is alluding to Rebbe here. Why? Because he says the words Omer Ani, which is Rebbe, and then he says, what does the Pasuk say? My tongue will be like a Sofer Mahir. What is that? The person who wrote down Torah Shebal Peh. My tongue, every day we're doing Baal Peh, right? So from my here, I'm going to write it down. Why? Masai Lamelech, because Eis L'Asos L'Hashem, Efiru Torah Secha. There's no choice, Ein Brera. Everybody's forgetting Torah. So that Pasuk, in Tehillim Mem He, is alluding to Reb Yehuda Nasi. And then he just throws in, just for fun, Lishoni, that word is Gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Finish it off the Vart. Okay, that is if you base Haotzar Klal Amid Gimel. Feel free to look it up. Okay, Vaiter, Va'od. Right, to come today just for that, Dayenu. Right, we're getting into the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, so gotta talk about the Dayenus. Va'od. Next question on Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna, who said that according to Rav Yossi, if you're Mefagel one Yarech, the other Yarech is not Nispagel. Va'od. Ha'am Rav Ashi Tashma. Rav Ashi says Tashma. The Brisa says Tosefta in Zvachim. Rebbe Omer Mishum Rebbe Yossi. I don't know why Rebbe sometimes says Omer Ani and sometimes does not. That I don't know. But Rebbe said in the name of Rebbe Yossi. Pika b'davar hanase b'chutz pika. We have these rules back in Zvachim. If you're mefagel on a davar that's nase b'chutz pika, b'davar nase b'fnim lo pika. But if I'm doing an action outside and I think about something outside, that's pigel. If I'm doing an action outside and I think about something inside, that's not pigel. Ketzad, for example, haya omi b'chutz v'amar. Hareini shochen emanas lahazos midam olamachar. If I'm standing outside and I do shchita of an animal in the Azara, and I have in mind that I'm going to sprinkle on the paroches tomorrow, lo pigel. That's not good. Why? Shamach shava b'chutz b'davar nase b'fnim. You're mixing. You can't have pigel by an avot. You're doing an action b'chutz and thinking about an avoda b'fnim. Right, we've discussed in the past that pigel labels the avoda. The avoda is an avoda that does not produce something positive. So it's got to be an avoda that's shayach to what you're thinking about. If you're doing an avoda schutz and a machshava pnim, it's not going to mix. Hayomi b'fnim v'amar. Hareini mazal manas l'hakter emur l'machar. Or if you're standing outside, inside, you're setting inside, and you have in mind to you sprinkle amanas to be maktir, the imurin outside, lamachar, lishmok shiran lamachar, lo pigel, shemach shavim bifnim, bedavar hanasim bachutz. That's the opposite. You're doing an avoda inside, the hazoyas on the paroches, and you're thinking pigel, haktara on the mizveh hachitzon. Also no good. But if you're standing outside and you do shchita amanas to do shvicha shirayim lamachar, ulaktir imurin lamachar, pigel, that's beautiful. And not beautiful, that's pigel. Shamach shava vachutz, bedavar hanasim bachutz. That's exactly what case, that's the pigel. So ask the Gemara 1 second. That's the Braisa. But now let's talk about it. What's the case of pigel? One of the cases is if you do shchita almanas, that you're going to be shofech shirayim. You're going to pour the leftover dam bachutz. What becomes pigel in that case? You're not thinking about meat, you're not thinking about fat. So what's going to become pigel that if you eat it, you're going to be chayev karis? You're thinking about spilling the blood. So lishmei shirayim lafkulei mai. What's going to become pigel in that case? Ilei malifkulei dam. Is it going to be the dam's going to become pigel? And therefore, if you eat the dam, you're going to get kares. Dami mifkel. Does dam become pigel? Fatzal. We learned back in Zvachim, there are a number of items that cannot become pigel. Why? We'll see in Rashi. What's the rule? If you remember, pigel is only on something that has matirin. Other actions matir it. That's the only thing that can become pigel. But something that is itself a matir cannot become pigel. So Vatran, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Eilu Ram Shein Chayav Alim Shem Pigel, these items cannot become pigel. Hakometz, the kometz itself, the flour that you do kemitza with. Why? Because that itself is a matir. Veha Lavona, and Lavona cannot become pigel, because that's a matir. Veha Ktores, the Ktores on the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach Hazav. We discussed that a lot about Ktores. Better look, listen up to the in the mitzvah shir. Yesterday and 2 days ago, the two mitzvahs of Ktores. There's a lot to discuss by Ktores there. But right now we don't have time. We'll see. Umirchas Kohanim, as we know, if a Kohen brings a carbon mincha, all of it's burned on the Mizbeach. So nothing is becomes mutter. So again, there's no pigle. Umirchas Desachim, the wine libations are brought and it's brought with flour. Umirchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha that's brought every day by the Kohen Gadol, Minchas Chavitin, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Vehadam, and also dam. All of these items don't fulfill the requirement of pigel. As Rashi says, you can look at the fifth to last line in Rashi. Rashi quotes the rule, De'ain pigel ala b'davar she'yesh lo matirin. Ola adam, k'go shi'ari mincha, ola mizbeach. Right? It's only by something that has matirin, it becomes mutter. So therefore, in this case, when I'm shochet, I'm anas to do shvicha shirayim tomorrow. So what becomes pigel? It's not the dam. So ala pshit alaf kulei basar. So what's left? It must be the basar. It must be the meat. The meat of the carbon. So 1 second. I'm thinking about the blood and the meat's going to become pigle. So the Gemara, now is the question. Hashta umaha sabdilo chashav lebe basar gufe. Amr of Yossi Mifkal. Where you think about blood, that affects the meat. Hacha de chashav bebe zeva gufe lo kol shekein. To pika berach yamin, pika berach smol. So surely Rafun is wrong. Right? Even if I think about blood, it affects the meat. So surely, if I think about meat, it should affect the other meat. So again, back to the Kasha and Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna say that, according to Rav Yossi, if I think about pigel by one limb, the other limb doesn't become pigel? Even if I think about blood, the meat becomes pigel. So surely, in the case of thinking about meat, the rest of the meat should become pigel. So that is Kasha number 2 on Rav Huna. Okay, and we pile it on. Keep piling it on, exactly. Kasha's on Rav Huna. By the way, there is a machlokas Rishonim, or maybe a machlokas Rishonim. The Mishnah Lamelech thinks it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. By all of these items that are not pigel, let's say I think about pigel, about dam or kometz, are they kosher? Like, they don't become pigel. Are they kosher? Or are they pasul, at least? So the Mishnah Lamelech thinks that this is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam, because what's Lamein Afkamina? What if I eat the kometz? If I eat the kometz, do I get malchus? I'm not going to get kares, because it's not pigel. Am I going to get malchus? The Rambam says, beferish, yes. The Rambam says, if I eat the kometz, I'm going to get malchus. Says the Rambam, right here, in Psulei HaMakdashin, Perek Yudches, Halacha Zayin, Ein Chayin Kares, Ela Alfil Zvarb Shehutru, Bein La'adam Ein Lamezbeach, Avalam Ochal Men Amatir Atzmo, like a kometz, Ein Ochayef Kares, Ela Loke, Ka'ochal Psulei HaMakdashin, She'ein Bohem Pigel. That's the Rambam. Tosfos later on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, we'll see, says Kasher. So Pashas, the Mishnah Lamelech says it's a Machlokas. The Keren Ora, we mentioned this Keren Ora back in Zvachim, assumes that they might just be talking about different cases in the Mishnah. different cases in the Mishnah have different problems of why they're not pigel. Some of them are subject to becoming pasul, and some of them are not. If you want to look it up, the Karen Ora back in Zvachim, on Daf, Mem Beis, Amid Beis, the Karen Ora says, Hidi b'masis and tnan, the Mishnah, which, this Mishnah that was just quoted here, it's not Shrei Gavni Shein Ben Pigel. Two reasons that things aren't pigel. The Matirim, those that are Matir others, Komets, Lavone, Dam, those things. So those, that's what the Rambam is talking about, and Tosafos would agree to that. Everybody would agree, by Matirs themselves, pigel could affect it, and it would pasul. The other items are things that don't have any heter, and they're not Matir, like Ketores. What does Ketores do? It's just a separate avoda. You do the Ketores. You burn the Ketores every day. Or the Minchas Kohanim. There's no Matir, there's no Nitar, there's nothing. That is totally irrelevant to the world of Pigel. Because Pigel is about being Matir or not being Matir. So buy a Matir, but it doesn't have a Matir. It doesn't become Mutir, but it itself is a Matir. So that's in the world of Pigel. It's just not going to become Pigel. So there everybody agrees. Both Tosafos of the Rambam would agree that it's Pasul. Masha'enkein, by the items on the list that are not Shayach to Matir and Nitar, so there even the Rambam would agree Kasher. And there's no Malkus. So that's the suggestion of the Karen Ora that I don't understand why Tosas made a machlokas between them. V'lo evanti. I think you can make shalom. Okay. That's the Karen Ora in Zvachim Daf Membeis. Okay. It's always good to make shalom. Weiter. Says the Gemara V'yod. Next kasha on Ravuna. Ha'amar Ravina Tashma. Hakomet is a mincha. Le'echol shi'areha ola ha'akter kum salamachar. The Brisa says, if I do komets to the mincha, it's a similar, it sounds like what our Mishnah said. So if I komets the mincha, le'echol shi'areha, ol ha'akter kum salamachar, mo'der Rav Yosi b'zu shepigel v'chayim lav karis. So Rav Yosi agrees in this case, the regular case. If I do kmitza with a pigle thought, it's going to create pigle. La'hakter kum sal ifluge my. So same kind of question that we had before. I do pigle, and I have in mind to be makter the komets outside the time. What's going to become pigle there? So ilay malif gule komets. Is it the komets itself? But komets be mifigal. We just said that komets is not subject to pigle. The hatanan ilu drem shein chayav lem shepigal ha komets v'chulu. El pshita. So what must be under discussion? What becomes pigle? If I think about the komets la'achar zman, laf gule shirayim. It must be the leftover mincha that's sitting at home. So hashta, not at home, they're sitting in the azara. So hashta, the same kind of question. Uma hasam delochashabu b'shirayim gufei. Mifgali, in a case where I think about the komets, and that affects the shirayim, hacha, the chashabu b'zvicha, gufa lochashakein. So here, by the thighs, getting back to Ravuna. Right, if I think about one yarech, surely the other one, the two thighs are closer than komets and the shirayim. So that is another kasha on Rafuna. So three strikes and you're out. Three kashas on Rafuna. So now we go to a different pshat. Ela Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, no. This is the explanation of Rav Yossi. So what's the problem that we're trying to answer? Rav Yossi in the Mishnah said that everything is separate. You think about one lechem, it doesn't make the other lechem pickle. You think about one row, it doesn't make the other row pickle. The problem is that the brisa that was quoted seems to be the shita of Rav Yossi. And what does the brisa say? You got to think about both of them. If you think about both of them, what do you mean? If you didn't think about both of them, I thought they're separate. It says Ashifaga b'shtehen. So we still have to deal with that question. So that's what Rav Yochanan is going to deal with. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, high time of Rabbi Yossi. Hakasev asan guf echad, vakasev asan shnei gufin. Don't ask me kashas about the lechem upon him, because the Torah treats it as a unit and the Torah treats it as separate. So that's a separate din. When it comes to other contexts, you could say it's separate. But when it comes to the lechem upon him, the Torah treats it as one. When it comes to the shnei halachem, the Torah treats it as one, and the Torah treats it as two. As follows. Guf echad de ma'akvi ahadadi. It's guf echad that they're ma'akiv each other. You can't bring one lechem without the other lechem. They're ma'akiv each other. Shnei gufin de amarachmana halachu davida v'adalachu davida. But it's also two because each one is baked separately and it's made separately. The avod is done separately. So yes, in some ways it's a unit, but in some ways it's not. And therefore it's basically up to your machshava. So, arvinhu, if you connected them in your thought, like in the brisa, miss arvin, so then they could come together. Takasavas on guvechad, because the Torah viewed them as one unit. So if you view them as one unit in your machshava, that's fine. Palginu, but if you did not connect them in your mind, miflagi, So then they could be, remain separate. Ta'akaz of Asan, Shnei Gufin. Because the Pasuk made them two Gufin. So all the Achronim get involved here, the Dvir HaKodesh and others. What exactly does this mean? It's two... It's one shame carbon with two avodos. You gotta formulate it properly. But there's something connected about them, and there's something separate about them. Okay, so that is the discussion of Rav Yossi. Weiter. By Rav Yochanan. Piga b'lachmi toda mahu. So this is what Tosfos alluded to at the beginning of today's shir. Piga b'lachmi toda. If I'm a faga b'lachmi toda, we know that a toda comes with 40 loaves. 40 loaves. Four types of loaves. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. What if I'm mefagel in one of the types? Does that automatically make the other 30 loaves? Because it's a different type of bread. So maybe there you would not say they're connected. Or not. That's the question. Or b'minchas ma'afe mahu. Minchas ma'afe is a baked mincha, which Rashi says that later on in Daf Nun Zayin there's going to be a machlokes. Whether, you have a choice, whether you can make mincha ma'afe into chalos or into rakikin. Two different ways of preparing the baked items. Reb Shimon says you can do some of each. Do five of these, five of that. So Rashi says this question is within Reb Shimon Shita. According to Reb Shimon, it says you can do some of each. It's basically the same question. You have different types. Different types. So do we say pickle for one affects pickle for the other? You might say that it's an intim salomar. That even if you want to say lachmei tod is separate, but here at least mincha mafe is one category of carbon, even though you prepare it differently. And therefore, they might be independent questions. Either way, Tanali Rav Tachlifa Mima Rava, V'chenata Omer B'lach Meitoda, V'chenata Omer B'minchas Mafe. He didn't ask it as a question, he just had it, the same thing would apply, meaning there's a machlokas about these two. Just like there's a machlokas in our Mishnah, there's a machlokas about these two. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Right, we have to start off with an important Sefer HaChinuch tomorrow, about Shlamim. Tana Rabbanan, B'shah Shchita, let's talk more about pickle. B'shah Shchita, Chishiv Le'echo Chatzi Zayis. U'b'shah Zerika, Chishiv Le'echo Chatzi Zayis. What if I think about a half a kazayis of pickle during Shchita, and a half a kazayis during Zerika, could that be Mitztarif? Two different avodos. Pickle, yes, it is Mitztarif. Mebnesha Shchita, V'Zerika Mitztarif, and they could combine. Ika da Amri, some say, Shchita v'zrika de travayu matirin in Kabbalah v'alacha lo. Some say only Shchita v'zrika could combine because they're both matirin. Kabbalah and alacha, which are not matir anything. They're just part of the process. Those cannot combine. Meaning if I think half a kazayas during Kabbalah and half a kazayas bigel during halacha, it's not going to combine. Ika da Amri, or others say no, the opposite direction. Hanach to Marachkon. By Shchita and Zrika, which are very far away from each other, those combine. The kol shekein hani de makarvan. Surely, Kabbalah and Holacha would combine. So that is a suffix about the two different versions of the Gemara. Eini, is this really true? Vahatani Levi arba avodos ein mitzarfas lepigol. Shchita v'zrika Kabbalah v'Holacha. Right, what do you mean? Levi says they're not mitzarif, all the avodos. Omar Rava, Lokasha Harebi Harabanan. Really, some machlokas. Machlokas tanam whether the avodas could be mitzarif. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Hashochit es hakeves lecho chazi zayis bichalazu. V'chein chaveiro lecho chazi zayis bichalazu. Right, this is the Brisa we had on Aman Aleph. If you shecht one of the kvasim of the kivsei atzeres on Shavuos to eat half a kazayis on this challah and then half a kazayis on that challah, Rebbe Omer ani, she's a kosher. Rebbe says that it is kosher. Right, so Rebbe says that it cannot combine. Here, even two shchitas can't combine. Surely, shchita and zrika can't combine. So Rebbe says it cannot combine, and the other Brisa says that it can't combine. Amalei Abayi says, 1 minute. Tana machlokas. Eimet the Shamis Leila Rebbe. When does Rebbe say over there that it cannot combine? Chatzi mata v'chatzi achila. Because there's a reason. So what are you thinking about? You're thinking about during one of the two shchitas. It's half of the process. It's half of one avoda. That's not a regular case. During an avodah, you're thinking about chatzi. No, then you're thinking about during half of a matir. Kulo matir v'chatzi achila mishamislai? Who says that he would say that it cannot combine if you thought about during an entire avodah, during an entire matir? It's just there are two shchitas that really form one shchita. So you can't say that, oh, it's Rebbe shita, Rebbe would be the bar plukta, and really it's a machlokas tanoim. Who says that's correct? Amar le'rava bar Rav Chanan la'abaya, v'yisle le'rebbe kulo matir v'chatzi achila. Rav says to Abayi, no. Because if Rebbe would agree to what you're saying, if Rebbe would say that in that case, it would be able to be mitzareif, so he should be make a gzeira. Ligs are chati mater v'chati achila, atukula mater v'chati achila. He should make a gzeira, says Rava. We'll see, we'll continue a second, but if he should make a gzeira, the fact that he doesn't mean that he never thinks it's a problem, and he really holds that they can never be mitzareif. So why should he make a gzera? To how Rabbi Yosi gazer, Rabbanan gazer, because we see the other Tanaim make gzeras as follows. Rabbi Yosi gazer disan. Where does Rabbi Yosi make a gzera? Lahakti levanasa lamachar. If I do an avoda to be mocked, if I do kmitza, let's say to be mocked to the levona lamachar, Rabbi Yosi omer pasul veimbo karis. V'chama omer pigav v'chayvon lav karis. Why does Rabbi Yosi say pasul? Should be kosher. Ah, it must be that he makes a gzera. So you get a gzera, just in case you thought about both matirin. The Rabbananami gazer, the Rabbanan also are gozer, ditznan, because the Rabbanan in their case, where they say it's not pigle, say, pigle bakomets velo belavona, belavona velo bakomets. If you do pigle about one of them, Rebbe omer pigle b'chayavon alav kares, because b'faglen b'chatsi matir, that's your mayor shita, v'chama omerim, ein bo kares eshi faga b'chala matir. No, there's no kares that you be b'faga b'chala matir. There's no kares. But it sounds like there's no kares, but it's pasul. Question mark. So what did Rava ask Abaya? Abaya, if you're right that Rebbe really agrees that avodas can be mitzdarif to each other, so then you should say that he makes a gzera in the cases where they're not mitzdarif. So Amalei, Abaya answers, no. Hachi Ashto, wait a minute. There's a big difference between Rebbe Yossi and the Rabbanan's case versus Rebbe's case. Bish l'mahasam gazer Rebbe Yossi komets de lavona atu komets de mincha. There's a parallel. Rabbanan gazer komets atu komets de mincha schote. The Rabbanan gozer komets in a case where you just think about the kmitza, because there is a case out there that all there is a kmitza. There is no lavona. Ulavona atu lavona ba bebazichin. And there is a case of lavona that becomes plain also by the bazichin of the lechem apanim. Kvasim nami keves atu keves chadero. Bazich atu beza chadero. In all the cases of gzera, there's a parallel where it exists by itself somewhere else. So we're going to make a gzera atu those cases. Elahacha, but in Rebbe's case, mi ika chati matir v'chati achila ba'alma delekem v'ligzar, do you ever have a case that's going to create pigle with chati matir and chati achila? You never have such a case. Therefore, there's no reason for Rebbe to have made the gzera there. And therefore, says Abaya, I am defended. There's no reason to make a gzera. Rebbe really must hold it can be mitzdarif. And it is a machlokes tanoim. And Achrami Mistavra, just finishing up, the time of the Rabbanan Mishum Hachihu. And it makes sense that the reason of the Rabbanan is Mishum Gzera for other cases, Diktani Seifa, because the next line of the Brisa says, Modim Chachamim Rebbe Meir, B'minchas Chodi, B'minchas Kenos. The Chachamim agree to Rebbe Meir that it's Pigol in that case. Shempiga Bakomet Shepigel, V'chayavon Alav Karitz. Why? Because in those cases, Shakomets Huamatir. Because in those cases, all you have is one act. You don't have the Lavona in that case. You only have the Komets by the Minchas Chote. Halamali Lamiste Klau. Pshita, Mika Matir Achrini. What's the verbose? The Rabbanan have to explain it. They agree here, because here you only have one Matir. Of course, there's only one Matir here. Why would you have thought otherwise? Ah, Elalav Hakamash Malan. The time of the Komets, we should Dika Komets, the Minchas Chote, the Damile. It must be because they agree here, but Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, or Gozer in other cases, because of this case. Because you see, this is the reason here, because it's a plain matir. So it must be in other cases where it's not a plain matir, the reason that they say pasul is because their Gozer are to this case. That's the reason for the Rabbanan. L'maskana, what comes out? There's a machlokes tanoim. Whether, if you think pigle during one avoda and pigle during another avoda, can those combine? Rebbe says no. The other sheet of the Tanaim say yes. Tomorrow we'll start off with an important Sefer HaChinuch and an important point from the Devar Kodesh, who says maybe these 2 days are arguing about the fundamental root of the Isser of pigle. Okay, we'll start off with that tomorrow. Tonight, Parsha Shir, 8:45.